That'll double the impact of what you're giving. You can get a t-shirt, either a KBOO or a Democracy Now! T-shirt. There are other gifts. Your contribution is important to us and enables us to keep on trucking here and programming and teaching and training and disseminating the news.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film screening of Living While Dying on Tuesday, November 28th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Everything you wanted to know about conscious dying but were afraid to ask, Living While Dying is a documentary film exploring how different people are preparing for death and reevaluating their relationship to dying. Again, that's Living While Dying on Tuesday, November 28th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Waffle Window, located 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, and serving unique Portland-style Liege waffles with four locations total. Find out more at wafflewindow.com. Lunch was provided by Tamale Boy, restaurant, truck, and catering with three locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. And dinner was provided by Dubs St. John's, located 9520 North Lombard Street in Portland, and serving burgers, sandwiches, and soul food from a counter inside the Ranger Tavern. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KABU Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KABU Evening News, smaller earthquakes could be a bigger threat to the Pacific Northwest than the next big one.
On strike, workers at a local laundry company tell KABU about their battle over what they call unfair wages and unaffordable health insurance.
And in our continuing series, Sex for Sale, KABU investigates sex trafficking. Good evening. This is the KABU Evening News for Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. KABU is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Kyle Carrezzi.
And I'm Annette Newell. No injuries have been reported, luckily, since Friday's 4.7 magnitude earthquake shook an area about 95 miles off the coast of Port Orford, Oregon. Scientists are finding more active fault lines inland in Oregon and Washington as well, reports Tom Bansch from OPB, who interviewed geologists who study the region. They think these inland fault lines could be a larger source of danger than the Cascadia subduction zone off the coast due to the large numbers of people who live nearby. Although earthquakes less than 8 on the Richter scale are generally considered minor, inland faults are believed to be capable of producing a 7, which could cause significant structural damage in populated areas. Scientists expect the Cascadia subduction zone to cause an 8 or 9, but the effects could be tempered by its distance from land. While the Cascadia subduction zone threatens to rupture every 240 to 800 years, major inland earthquakes happen less frequently, typically between 1,000 and 5,000 years. But the inland faults are active, and there are a lot of them. Geologists believe the next serious disruptions to our area could come from this network of smaller fractures. Minor earthquakes of 1 to 2.5 are frequent and common in the populated areas of Portland and Seattle, and are often undetected. Still, they're a good reminder to be prepared.
Employees at New Seasons have been moving to unionize, saying that popular Portland grocery company has been rolling back health coverage, compromising pay, attendance coverage, and other components of their employment agreements. Workers recently held a rally outside the North Portland store where picketers were supported by UFCW Local 555, which represents about 25,000 members, largely in retail grocery stores inside Oregon and Southwest Washington. New Seasons opened its first store in Relay Hills back in 2000 and has since grown to 21 stores in Oregon, Washington, and California, and employs almost 4,000 workers. That includes its employees at its Northern California New Leaf Community Markets, which it acquired in 2013. Back in 2009, New Seasons growth was incubated by the Portland-based investment company Endeavor Capital, which now has about 60% stake in the neighborhood grocery chain. Endeavor also takes in Seattle-based Metropolitan Market and previously Winco Foods. In statements, New Seasons has said it treats its employees better than others in the industry, previously offering health insurance to those working in small as one shift. Workers will soon be required to log in at least 24 hours a week to qualify. In interviews to the Oregonian, workers cited their chief worry as being accessible to health care and stricter points-based attendance policy that fast-tracks potential firing. In a letter dated November 18, 2017, from New Seasons CEO Wendy Colley reminded employees about New Seasons' speak-up culture policy that encourages direct communication between employees themselves and from employees to employers. Colley then went on to say that face-to-face meetings will be held in New Seasons stores in the near future, without union involvement in order to maintain company, elaborating to employees that, quote, "Your right to speak directly to me or anyone at this company is a New Seasons market's sacred value, and I'm committed to upholding that right," unquote. Peter Diaz, UFCW organizing director, has said that, though New Seasons Workers United has the support of workers union UFCW Local 555, there are no plans at this time to hold an election to establish a union through the National Labor Relations Board or under UFCW.
Seth Woolley, State Secretary for the Pacific Green Party, has filed two complaints against Multnomah County Commissioner Loretta Smith. Woolley says Smith's violating state and county campaign laws in her attempt for a city council seat opening next year. The complaints accuse Smith of holding her current position while running for another city council. They say to do this legally, she would not be allowed to run until the first of the year. Also, the county's new donation law started September 1st. Woolley says Smith is violating that as well, saying she should not be allowed to raise money for a campaign that she can't legally even be involved in. Woolley also accuses Smith of improper record keeping with the Secretary of State. Smith's spokesperson insists her campaigning and positioning is compliant with the laws. They have yet to produce a legal response to the complaints.
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day bringing you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us now are Sam and Tom to tell you about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Hey, Kyle and Annette, thank you so much. You are listening to KBOO's Holiday Membership Drive. Call in 877-500-5266 to pledge today and support the KBOO Evening News. Our goal for this hour is $365. We have a match going currently, and so any money that you give will be doubled.
By the way, Sam, there's a... If you become a member now, you'd be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for four pairs of VIP tickets. That's very important person tickets to Portland Center Stage at the Armory. So call in now, 877-500-5266. You'll be entered for a chance to win. Your gift of just 10 bucks a month will get you a T-shirt, either a Democracy Now! Or a KBOO radio station T-shirt. Those things are cool looking. And your gift will be doubled. $10 a month is $20 a month. That's $240 a year. We function on the costs of doing business here, and your support is essential.
Yes, and you can take a stand for truth here in these troubled times. Take a stand for freedom of information. Take a stand for facts. Take a stand for the KBOO Evening News, for one thing. And for other local programming that brings you, nonpartisan news focused on facts, call 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm, click on the donate button today, or come down to 20 Southeast 8th Street, shake a hand, say hello, make a pledge, become a member.
We had five guests come in this morning, five folks who came in with checks and cash and made pledges right here. This place is an open station. It's unusual. It's amazing. There's an amazing group of people here, and they love to share their spirit and their knowledge and their information, and that's what we do on the evening news. It's really our version of Democracy Now! It's democracy in action here in Portland. We give you a local perspective. You don't get it anywhere else. The stuff is original, and we've got our own hardworking reporters. Sam is my mentor as well as my co-host here today. $10 a month would get you a T-shirt, KBOO T-shirt, Democracy Now! T-shirt. Your gift will be doubled. Call 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm. Click the donate button.
And let's talk about those numbers for a second. We're not millionaires here. We're all supported by people in the community. There's one right now calling in. So that's $10 a month. That's, a couple of beers, a few expensive mochas to feel good before work or whatever. That's easy for most folks listening right now. $10 a month is $120 a year. Right now, that's matched. That's $240 a year. Our goal for this hour is only 365. That's 365 days a year. You can knock out 8 months right there. 877-500-5266.
I heard that phone ring. We've got volunteers sitting here at the table behind me. Those folks are ready to take your call at 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. You could be here in Portland, or you could be in Aix-en-Provence in France, as somebody was this morning who called in with a gift. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to this program, you're relying on us. You like what you hear. You've got a habit of listening and getting information from us. Where else do you get that? What other perspective, what other show gives you the perspective that the evening news can bring you? It's priceless, as one of our callers said earlier this afternoon.
And we provide a voice to all sectors of the KBOO of the Portland community here at KBOO, across the 24 hours that we broadcast 7 days a week. And you are currently listening to the KBOO Evening News, which is one of the main focal points of that coverage. And we're going to go back in just a minute. And right now, while you're listening and waiting, call 877-500-5266 to make your pledge and support this programming today. And if you become a member now and be entered to win a prize, today's drawing is for 4 pairs of VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage at the Armory. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win those tickets.
And that's our website. Website is kboo.fm. Click the donate button. $10 a month will get you a T-shirt, a KBOO T-shirt, or a Democracy Now! T-shirt. Your gift is subject to matching. You're looking at raising $700 in this hour, and your support is essential to getting that done. So call in, make those phones ring. We have people standing by right now, and now's the time to do this.
877-500-5266. Back to the news.
All right, thanks so much, Sam and Tom. A federal judge today refused to block the appointment of Mick Mulvaney as the interim director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, siding with the Trump administration in the legal fight over the control of the consumer watchdog. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly referred to Mr. Mulvaney's current job as the federal budget director, saying denying the president's authority to appoint Mr. Mulvaney raises significant constitutional questions. Nothing in the statutes prevents Mr. Mulvaney from holding both of these positions. Judge Kelly, a Trump appointee, rejected the lawsuit argument by Leandra English that she should be the interim leader of the Consumer Bureau overseeing banks, mortgage providers, credit card issuers, and other financial services. Richard Cordray, the previous director of the Consumer Bureau, resigned last Friday, which elevated Leandra English from chief of staff to deputy director in an 11th-hour appointment as he left his position. Cordray had said during a provision of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act that created the Watchdog Bureau after the financial crisis would automatically make English his successor. Trump named Mulvaney as the watchdog's acting director hours afterward, citing authority from a different federal law called the Vacancies Reform Act of 1998, which requires executive branch departments and agencies to report to Congress and to the Government Accountability Office of any temporary open positions. It can allow the president to submit a nomination to the Senate for the position in question. It is currently up in the air whether Leandra English will remain at her previous position at the Bureau.
The DEA says it's approved the synthetic THC named dronabinol, formerly Syndros. It also won the FDA's approval last summer, meaning now it can become a regulated prescription drug. The drug can be a pill for symptoms that natural THC could also be medicinally used for, namely nausea associated with chemotherapy and appetite stimulant, the difference being that dronabinol will be legal and costly. Also, unlike its natural competitor, it will be created by one manufacturer that will be the only one with the ability to use it. The power-playing manufacturer behind this new synthetic drug is Innis Therapeutics, whose founder stepped down last October after finding that he had bribed doctors to prescribe the fentanyl-based drug Substis, the drug responsible for hundreds of overdose deaths. The company was accused of not giving doctors all the facts and paying doctors to promote drugs with dangerous side effects. The DEA has classified dronabinol as a Schedule II drug, putting it in the same camp as other highly addictive and easily abused drugs such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. Insys claims to be worried about the uses of natural marijuana in medical cases and plans to create synthetic CBD, a painkiller, are next on the list.
North Korea fires an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in 4 months, defying President Trump's warnings to stop its weapons program and his decision to list the country as a state sponsor of terrorism. The New York Times quotes Trump saying, quote, "It is a situation that we will handle." The missile took off from near the town of Pyongsang and flew east for almost an hour before landing north of Japan's largest island, Honshu. David Wright with the Union of Concerned Scientists says this missile performed better than two fired in July. It had a possible range of more than 8,000 miles, which means it could reach Washington or any other part of the continental U.S. South Korea's president and Japan's prime minister both met with their security councils to discuss this latest move. North Korea has continued developing nuclear weapons and missiles in spite of 9 rounds of sanctions from the United Nations Security Council since its first nuclear test back in 2006.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to help us too. Joining us now are Sam Bowman and Tom Flynn to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Hey, I'm Tom, and I'm here with Sam, and we want to tell you how to support KBOO Community Radio. You just heard those news readers, we call those short stories readers, and that selection comes to you from volunteers under the direction of Zelos Marchant, our news editor, fabulous person. To make a contribution, call 1-877-500-5266 or go online and go to kboo.fm and click the donate button.
And how many times have you said to a friend of yours, "I was listening to KBOO and I heard this story that just made me think"? And that's what KBOO is all about, the stories, news, and insights that make you stop and think and start your own conversations. We don't just cover things in Portland, we cover things down in Southern Oregon, out in the Gorge, out in Eastern Oregon, across this vast and troubled nation of ours. And you can support that reporting by calling 877-500-5266, or you can go online, as we have several people who Tom's going to tell you about in a minute did, to kboo.fm and click on the donate button.
We'd like to thank Kelsey from Banks, Oregon, Alex, North Portland, Kristen, North Portland.
All right.
Thank you for your contributions. We have a goal of $700 this hour, and we're looking to get your grant, to get your contributions in here. Call 877-500-5266 right now. Your contributions are important to us and to you joining our community radio spirit. There's nothing like it in this town, and we've had calls and people coming in all day. We've got people standing by on the phones. Dedicated volunteers are ready to take your calls at 1-877-500-5266 or on the web at kboo.fm.
Or you can come down to 20 Southeast 8th Street, because we are here, available, and we are ready to say hi and take your pledge. And that's how this station is in general. It's available to the community. We are a resource, and the KBOO Evening News is a resource that's brought to you every weekday at 5 p.m. And you can support that resource that connects you to the world by calling 877-500-5266. That is, again, 877-500-5266. KBOO Portland, your community radio station, 90.7 FM. Tell them what to do.
And it's not what you grant. It's doubled that amount. Whatever you give, we get double that, because we've got a matching donor. We're going to reach our goal this hour. Your contribution is important to us. 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. Join us, folks. Be a part of our community spirit here.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member anytime during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned for Rose City Native Radio at 6. At 7, it's Ear to the Streets of Portland, featuring conversations around organizing the Black African community in Portland and beyond. Tomorrow's weather will be perfect for staying inside and listening to KBOO. a high of 47, a low of 45, and a 90% chance of rain. Today in history, in 1913, the Buenos Aires Metro opened in Argentina, only the 13th subway system in the world, and the first in Latin America and the Southern Hemisphere. And back in 1955, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama, and was arrested. A watershed moment in the civil rights movement, her defiance was the catalyst for the Montgomery bus boycott. And the quote of the day is from Claudette Colvin, a teenager who had resisted orders to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery bus several months before Parks. She said, "When it comes to justice, there is no easy way to get it. You can't sugarcoat it. You have to take a stand and say, this is not right."
Workers at local laundry company New Systems Laundry went on strike Tuesday to protest what they are claiming are unfair wages and unaffordable health insurance. KBOO reporter Jamie Partridge went to the picket line to talk to the workers directly.
So we're out here in front of New Systems Laundry, and there's about 100 people out on the picket line. They are on strike today for a fair contract, represented by service employees, Local 49. And I'm talking with, I'm sorry, your name?
Yim Chi.
And why are you out here today?
We on strike. We need a fair contract to settle right now. We need our health insurance. We need the wage increase. So health insurance is very important to us, especially my family, myself. I have thyroid problem. I have to take medication all the time. And we need a wage increase because we need a house payment and everything. And we've been here over 20 years. I only making $11.75.
You've been here for 20 years and you're only making $11.75?
Yes.
And what's happening with your health insurance? What are they trying to raise your premium?
Yes, they want to double our health insurance premium. If they do that, we can't be able to make it. So we need... We need the employer lower our premium, health insurance premium, and increase our wage.
And so you're trying to get increased wages and a better health premium, and you're on strike today, and you're going to stay out on strike?
Yes, we will stay on strike. If they settle contract, we will back to work. If not, then we will stay on strike.
It looks like most of the workers are out here. Did everyone walk out? Everyone walk out?
Workers, Local 49.
Pretty much everybody.
Pretty much everybody. And how can our listeners at the radio, listening to the radio, how can they help you? Do you want them to come out here to the picket line?
Do
you want people to come help you at the picket line?
Yes.
So you are at 432 Northeast 10th. That's right behind the France Bakery, out on the picket line today. Wednesday. What is today?
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, today's Tuesday, sorry. And then maybe tomorrow, and you'll be out here as early as 6 o'clock, 6 in the morning, yeah?
Yes. Until they settle our contract.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kim.
You're welcome.
So I'm also talking with Ray, with service employees, Local 49. And apparently this strike is also about unfair labor practices, union busting. What's going on, Ray?
The company's been charged with unfair labor practices. There's been some intimidation of workers for participating in union activity. This is unacceptable. That coupled with the proposals that are on the table, which are unsustainable for workers, they had no choice but to go on strike. So we hope that everyone will come out and support these workers. It's a hard job. It's very physical labor. Over half of the workers have been here for 10 years or longer, some 20, some 30 years, and are still making minimum wage. So this is really a quality of life issue for these workers.
All right. New Systems workers, laundry workers on strike, 432 Northeast 10th. Jamie Partridge, KBOO.
fine job by Jamie there. Now is your chance to show your support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us are Sam and Tom, very hardworking guys, and they're going to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio. Guys?
I just want to make a connection with what you just heard, that news broadcast. KBOO is the only station I know of that features information about the labor movement and about working people. You heard it, the grassroots information, making $11 an hour after working for 30 years for a company. We're all subject to the pressures of the Koch brothers, but not here. We somehow resist that. That's the perspective you get from us, that independent and community-oriented news radio with an important input from the labor movement. It's not dead, it's very much alive, and we're keeping it that way.
Yeah, so call 877-500-5266. Talk to one of our enthusiastic volunteers sitting here. Yeah, you can hear him now. And our goal for this hour is $365. That's not much. That's $1 a day for a year. Call in now and make your pledge for $10. That's $120 a year. And support the kind of locally focused, justice-focused news programming that you're hearing right now on the KBOO Evening News and right before this on Democracy Now! And all night on KBOO Evening Public Affairs.
By the way, it's not just your gift. We double your gift. We've got a matching grant. If you give $10 a month, we get $20 out of that. That's $240 a year. So your gift is doubled. And I'd like to mention you'll be eligible. If you give this in this hour, you'll be eligible for a drawing. That's for four pairs of VIP tickets to the Portland Center stage at the Armory. Four pairs of VIP tickets? Wow. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. Get on our website and donate at kboo.fm. By the way, you can always stop by here. We love to see people. We love to have them come in. We're on just off Burnside, 20 Southeast 8th Street, and we'd love to have you stop by.
Yeah, and you are listening, of course, to the KBOO Evening News. You just heard a story about a laundry strike, or a strike by laundry workers at New Systems. And I, you know, we've all worked for places that use New Systems. That's a local company. That's a local strike. That's a local issue reported by a local volunteer reporter with KBOO Evening News here on KBOO, your community radio station. So call 877-500-5266. Those people come in here to do that out of love for their community and out of love for the people who listen to KBOO and out of love for the people whose stories need to be heard and aren't being told in this city.
We'd like to give get a gift of a contribution of $10 a month or more if you can spare it. What does that amount to? A cup of coffee, a latte, a beer? It's something if you're on your way home from work and you have that kind of income and opportunity, your gift is important to us. But you can become a member for just $5 a month or a $60 membership, $5 a month. We have costs here. For example, we use microphones. Some of them cost $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000. So our work depends on your participation and your continued gifts. If you're new to the area, join KBOO. That's important to us. If you've been here for a while, don't forget to rejoin and continue your contribution to us.
And the technology that's delivering our voices to your ears right now, that costs a lot of money too. I've always been astounded by the infrastructure behind this radio station. We have transmitters up in the West Hills and translators out in the Gorge and down in the valley at Philomath. It's quite a operation, and all of that costs money, even if we do it on a budget, and you can help support that today by calling 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. Become a member today. As Tom was saying, membership is as low as $5 a month. And right now, of course, we are being matched. So you couldn't even give that little if you wanted to. It would be $10.
Think about the times we're living in. Independent media, which is what KBOO is more important than ever. KABU makes possible the engagement and the dialogue with all the different components of our society. We feature a lot of interest that you just don't hear about on other radio. What about that story about the laundry strike? You would not hear that anywhere, I guarantee it. It's unique to this, to these airwaves, and you make it possible, and your support is essential. So just $10 a month can get you a T-shirt and a contribution of importance to us, and it'll be doubled by our matching grant process.
Now, if you're already a member, call in to renew. We love to hear your voice. That's music to our ears. And if you are not already a member, we just want to say that again. All new and increased gifts will be matched for the time being. So hurry on up and call that number, 877-500-5266. I'll just say that one more time, 877-500-5266.
Now for episode 6 of our ongoing series, Sex for Sale. In talking with the FBI, Portland police agents, and others, this segment takes a glaring look at the sex trafficking epidemic.
This is the 6th episode of KABU's special news series, Sex for Sale, on the business of sex in Portland. In this episode, we take on the subject of trafficking, one of the darker corners of the industry.
What is trafficking, and how is it connected with the sex industry? As the world gets smaller, is trafficking getting bigger? Here's the official definition from the Department of Justice.
When we talk about sex trafficking, what we're talking about is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, providing, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting a person for the purposes of a commercial sex act. And by commercial sex, that's simply any sex act on account of which anything of value is given to or received by any person. So primarily with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the federal government, things that are criminalized are the sex trafficking of minors, obviously anyone under the age of 18 years old, as well as sex trafficking that involves force, fraud, or coercion. Another thing that's criminalized is where someone is taken or transported over state lines for the purposes of having them engage in acts of prostitution or in other sexual offenses for which someone could be charged with a criminal offense.
According to the FBI, this crime is often a family matter.
There's a variety of reasons why and who gets involved in trafficking women. Sometimes it's based on a connection in the community or a family connection. And when I say connection, I mean the connection between the trafficker and the victim. That trafficker may know that victim through the neighborhood or through family relationships or extended relationships in a community or in a gang, and then uses that relationship to then exploit that individual.
There's labor trafficking, which is different from sex trafficking. Labor trafficking means keeping a person on a job, often as a household servant, against their will and under conditions that sound like slavery.
What is the scope of the work of the Department of Justice in this area? What other efforts in the criminal justice field are directed against this activity?
One case that I was involved in prosecuting involved a individual that took an 8-year-old girl over state lines and repeatedly raped her over state lines. And obviously that was a very tough case because I'm a father of daughters. And so you met this little girl and you heard what she had gone through. You heard her describe what she'd gone through. And I think to have anyone listen to a young 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl tell you about being repeatedly and brutally raped is going to cause you sleepless nights and it's going to affect you. But you can do everything you can to both help her and in terms of getting her plugged into services and treatment and things like that, but you also have the ability to prosecute, investigate, and prosecute the guy that was responsible for it.
What should we be looking for to identify cases of trafficking? What can citizens do to deter this activity?
I think the first point of contact is always your local police. And if you see somebody that looks like they're in danger or that they are being exploited or abused, you know, call 911 and report it.
Marriott International Hotels helped develop a program to train hotel workers to recognize signs of trafficking, which might include a silent child hiding behind an adult at check-in, different people using a hotel room throughout the day, batches of discarded cell phones left in a room, and signs of physical abuse. Children rarely disclose that they are being sexually exploited. They often don't understand that they are victims of trafficking. While neither the Office of the District Attorney nor the Federal Bureau of Investigation could give current figures on cases of trafficking under investigation, there was a recent study by the U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon. The study identified 469 cases of commercial sexual exploitation of children between 2009 and 2013. The average age of the child involved was 15 and a half years. 96.4% were female, 40.5% were Caucasian, 27.1% African American, 5.1% Hispanic. While law enforcement makes a very big deal of sex trafficking, some contend that the amount of this activity is overestimated. Here's Dr. Hakim.
Trafficking is when someone is forced into an occupation or industry against their will. I'm not saying that trafficking doesn't exist at all, but it's vastly exaggerated in importance. The vast majority of people who work in the sex trade do so voluntarily, and they very often are doing so only for a short period of time. We overlook the fact that this is really a young person's enterprise or industry. It's when people are young and sexually attractive and still interested in sex because they're young and less experienced, shall we say, and they do it for 2 or 3 years. The typical time in the sex trade in Brazil, for example, is 1 or 2 years. 3 years or 4 years is a really long time. The majority of people are not just part-timers, because that's become more common, but they're they're temporary visitors to that industry, and then after 3 or 4 years, they quit. That's the norm nowadays.
Trafficking may be rare, but sexual abuse of children is common.
One case of abuse is one case too many. We have an organization called YES, Youth Ending Slavery, that fights trafficking and sexual abuse at the high school level. Here are Emma and Gwen.
Why is it important to bring this up in high school environments? Why, you guys go to, I'm sure, good high schools, and you're happily taken care of, and people you associate with, your friends, are in the same bag. And yet, you're bringing this subject into the high schools. Why is that important? Why are you doing that?
It can oftentimes, you know, people don't want to see themselves as victims of something. And also, not only that, but the average age for entering into sex trafficking is 12 years old. So if we talk to youth about it, then they will be more equipped to not only protect themselves and their peers, but also as they enter the workforce, potentially will advocate against human trafficking and have the tools to do so.
So trafficking is an issue. Sometimes we don't see it. It's not visible to us. It's happening behind the scenes in ways that we can't perceive. What's your solution to trafficking? What do you propose to be doing about this other than talking about it?
There are lots of different ways to approach a solution. One big way, which looks at a lot of different issues, is altering culture as a whole, because there are a lot of different issues, including racism, sexism, homelessness, so many different issues that tie in to lead someone to be more vulnerable.
The silent, subtle shifting of position. positive steps from.
You have a survey on your website that got my attention. You can test your slavery footprint. That's what the survey is about. How does that survey work, and why would our listeners want to take it?
That survey asks for the participant to put in many different factors in their life, including how much clothing they own, what types of food and how much food they eat, what different types of electronics they own, how much they buy, etc. And it compiles all of those results into a rough number of how many slaves are working for you. Of course, it isn't going to be perfectly accurate because different companies have different labor policies, and it's just a very subjective thing, however.
I'm assuming you've taken this survey yourself. Mm-hmm. How many slaves work for you?
Oh, I don't remember. It was in the 30s.
In the 30s. That's close enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think you're any more of a slaveholder than any of the rest of us, and maybe less so. But that's a lot of slaves. That's it for this episode. Next time, what's happening with the world's oldest profession? Is it fading away or maybe reinventing itself? And we'd like your feedback. At the end of this series, we'll do a full report in which you get to speak your mind on this subject. If you have a comment or question about the series or about the sex trade, we'd like to hear it. Call the KBOO Newsroom at 503-231-8032, extension 202, and we'll hear you out and put you on the air. Thanks for listening.
Series by Tom there. Now you're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at this number, 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Elizabeth Venable, Jamie Partridge, Tom Flynn, and Jasmine Moneymaker. The producer is Zelos Marchant. Our engineer is Aaron Yankee. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Annette Newell.
And I'm Kyle Carrezzi. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Wednesday Talk Radio with Paul Rowland. At 9, it's Intersections Radio, two women of color navigating motherhood who have written highly acclaimed books. Shanti Sekaran with Lucky Boy and Celeste NG with Little Fires Everywhere. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, it's Sojourner Truth, brings you the sound from the People Summit with Dr. Jane Sanders, Katrina Vandenheuvel, Naomi Klein, and Danny Glover. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved during our holiday membership drive. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member, or call 877-500-5266. And we turn now to Sam Bowman and Tom Flynn to tell you more about the membership drive.
Actually, we're going to hold off on that, but we'd like to remind you that this KBOO program has been made possible by KBOO members and support from Grendel's, a neighborhood coffee house featuring locally roasted coffee, sandwiches for breakfast and lunch, and Wi-Fi. Proud to support KBOO, Grendel's coffee shop is open every day at East Burnside and 8th Avenue.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
All right, local credit union, Columbia Credit Union. Columbia Credit Union is giving away up to $50,000 for causes near and dear to the Buckman neighborhood here in Portland. Several nonprofits are participating between now and December 15th, and every vote counts. We have in the studio, all right, here everyone comes in, Scott Ingram and Colleen Bosha from Columbia Credit Union, and Travis Williams from Willamette Riverkeeper, Karen Gerber from Buckman Elementary, and Jeff Carr from Albertina Kerr, and Julie Piper from Meals on Wheels. Did I get everyone? And Devin Jan from Feral Cat Coalition.
That's a lot. We've got a lot of wonderful guests.
Two of them are on the phone, so hello, everyone. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
All right. So real quick, can you tell us more about the $50,000 Buckman giveaway?
So Columbia Credit Union opened in the Buckman neighborhood at Goat Blocks about a month ago. We're new to the neighborhood, definitely not new to financial services. We wanted to really come into the neighborhood in the right way, supporting the community. So we decided, you know what, let's give something back to the community. And we have identified five nonprofit organizations, which we're going to be able to talk to each of them tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're giving up to $10,000 to each of those based on votes that people place when they come in to visit our branch. And they come in once a day, vote for one of those five organizations. Every time they vote, it counts as $10 to the organization. If they check in at our branch, at our branch on Facebook, it doubles their vote. And they get something out of it too. Every time they come in and enter, they get entered in to a contest to win a $2,800 Faraday electric bike.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, everybody comes out ahead with this.
Uh-huh. Now, what if somebody wants to vote for more than one of the nonprofits? Is there a way to do that?
They can do that. They just come in on multiple days. So one vote per day per person. But you can come in Monday through Saturday.
Now, everyone here who works for one of these nonprofits, including the people on the phone, do you all want to go one by one and talk about what your organization does and how you're involved with this?
Sure. My name is Karen Gerber, and I'm representing Buckman Elementary School. Yes, we are so very grateful for this opportunity from the credit union, and we are really putting forth a big effort to get all of our parents to come on down to the branch and vote. Our school is a unique and wonderful community within the Southeast Portland area, and we're so excited for this opportunity because we are really needing these funds to help with a playground project. We make it a real push to have kids outside every single day, whether it's rain or shine. And during the winter months, the field is unusable. It's too muddy. So this money will go towards a design project for our playground that kids will be able to go out and use a creative and interesting space that is academically motivated, that gets them interested in nature and playing and creativity. And we're just so grateful for this base amount of money to get us started. And it's really motivating us. All the parents are super excited. The kids are excited. Kids are going to be a part of the design process for the playground. So we're really excited and grateful for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. How about Julie with Meals on Wheels? How will this help your organization?
Well, we provide a very basic service with Meals on Wheels people. We deliver a nutritious meal to homebound seniors who are unable to access food in any other way. And about 50 to 60% of the Meals on Wheels programs throughout the country have a waiting list. We're really fortunate here in Portland that there is no waiting list. So if you call up and want to sign up your grandma for meals, we can bring our meal within the next working day. Hmm. So what these funds will do will help us continue to deliver that very needed product, not only the hot meal, but that visit. So many of the people that we serve live alone. They never get out. They don't see anybody but that Meals on Wheels driver. And so it's not only that nutritious food, it's that socialization, the check-in with someone just to make sure that they're okay. So funds from Columbia Credit Union will help us provide those meals for those homebound seniors.
Okay, good reason to vote for them. And also Devin from the Feral Cat Coalition.
Would you care
to comment? Hi. Hi, thanks for including us. So the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon is a spay-neuter program for cats. Our services are donation-based for feral and stray cats, and we do also offer low-cost services for pet cats. So each year we spay-neuter about 6,000 cats, and most of these are what we call community cats. These are feral cats, and they're also stray cats who may have been abandoned or lost. They may not have a home, but somebody has noticed them and realized that they need help. So what happens, though, is that the kind person who puts out that bowl of food, they're willing to care for a cat, maybe a few, but when those cats start showing up with litters at the food bowl, it can start to get really overwhelming fast. So it's our job to help prevent that burden for the mama cats who are reproducing and also for the people who are feeding them. Most people don't realize this, but cats have 3 litters of kittens per year. They get pregnant as young as 5 months old, so they're really just teen moms. But the caregivers who are feeding these cats, it's really not feasible to pay for the surgery for that many cats. So our services are donation-based, and that's why we're so grateful to be part of this Buckman giveaway.
All right.
And Jeff, can you tell us more about Albertina Kerr?
Yeah, well, Albertina Kerr has been in the neighborhood a lot longer than the credit union. Albertina Kerr has been in Portland for 110 years, serving vulnerable kids and adults. And we support kids and adults with developmental disabilities. We have about 50 group homes throughout Western Oregon. We have a 24-bed children's crisis psychiatric facility out in our 10-acre campus on Gresham. So we provide a lot of support for kids who are facing depression. Unfortunately, Oregon is number 50 in the United States for kids who are suffering from mental health challenges. And last year, about 62% of those kids who needed support got no mental health. And so Kerr is really working hard to provide support for kids who really need that support. So these funds will help us. This Christmas, we're raising money to actually support a family assistance fund, because some of the families are not capable of meeting the deductibles or the annual limits for even who have insurance, so the working poor. And so we are working on an assistance fund to help with that. So this would be great, and we thank the credit for letting us participate.
Mm-hmm. And there's also Travis Williams supposed to be here from Willamette Riverkeeper, but he's not in right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen Travis yet.
Okay, but I do want to mention that Willamette Riverkeeper is another contender for this giveaway.
Right.
Now, can you remind us again of how people can vote?
Well, sure. People can vote by visiting our Buckman branch, which is located at 950 Southeast Belmont Street, right in the Goat Blocks, just below Market of Choice and right next door to Orchard Hardware Supply. Dan and his team would love to see you, and it's our pleasure to really support the community. We had a listening tour earlier this year, and we're continuing to listen to the needs of the community in the neighborhood and here in Southeast Portland. And Columbia Credit Union is very excited about what we see already and really looking forward to many more years. We have 90,000 members over in Southwest Washington, and we'd like to see 90,000 members right here from Southeast Portland.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of you guys for coming in. I hope everyone had their say. So if you want to vote for any of these nonprofits, for those of you who are listening, you're more than welcome to. And Columbia Credit Union and everyone, thanks for coming. And now we're going to turn to our membership drive pitchers, Sam and Tom.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. My name is Sam. I'm here with Tom.
I'm Tom.
And that was KBOO News In Depth, which is always thought-provoking and frequently delightful. And it is almost 5:58, which means it's almost time for preference here on KBOO Portland. But first, call in 877-500-5266 to support KBOO today. Our volunteers are sitting behind us here just waiting for your call. If you don't feel like talking to anybody, go on kboo.fm, click on the donate button, and become a member today.
Just remember, folks, your gift of your contribution of $10 will be doubled through our matching fund. We have contributors who are willing to match your gift, so that $10 becomes $20, which is $240 a year. $10 a month will, and from your part, will get you a KBOO t-shirt or a Democracy Now! T-shirt. One thing that stood out to me was how much community orientation we bring. You heard that story. You heard our earlier work. Where else do you get this perspective? You wouldn't be listening if you didn't want it and need it. For your own benefit, contribute to KABU. As I said, $10 a month will be doubled through our matching contributors. Call 877-500-5266 now. Get those phones ringing or go online, kboo.fm. Click the donate button.
Well, and of course, there's that series we heard before the in-depth there that, Tom, you played a big part in, Sex for Sale, looking at an industry that's a big part of Portland, but that people just seem to let rumor and suspicion rule the day with that one. And we here at KABU are looking at the facts. You can help us do that, and you can do it yourself by supporting us by calling 877-500-5266. Be like your fellow listener behind us there. Ring-a-ding-ding, 877-500-5266. Support KABU today.
We want to make our goal of just $300 more, and you can help us do that. We have just another minute or so. So get on the phone, 877-500-5266. Call in to support community-oriented radio. Where else can you get that? We are the source for that here in Portland and in the Portland-Vancouver metro area. We cover a lot of ground, and this is a volunteer station, but we run on funds, we have a budget, and you are an important part of that budget. Your support is essential to us continuing this work. We thank you, we're grateful, and we ask your continuing participation.
All right, thanks Tom and Sam. And the time now is 6 o'clock, and again, you're listening to KBOO Portland during our membership drive. And coming up next is a two-hour special of Preference, so stay tuned.
Fearless reporting, the news you trust, stories that represent you, the information you deserve, and the community you can depend on.
This is Doug McVeigh saying so long.
I'm Al Khan.
I'm Grace Ann Smith.
This is Jasmine Moneymaker.
This is Dan Raphael.
This is Ray Bodwell.
This is Zelos Ellis Marchant.
I'm Sam Bowman.
KABU News and Public Affairs, nearly half a century of award-winning local and national coverage and community engagement.
Welcome back to Counterspins.
What's good? This is Tevin, your host here at Combined Culture Radio.
This is Democracy Now!
This is National Native News